Hey, good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to That's the Tea. I'm your boy, Sean B. And I'm going to do a little bit of guy talk today because, you know, a lot of girls aren't into sports and everything. So I'm just going to talk about the Lakers, my favorite team, and a little bit of hip gossip later on. But, yeah, starting off, man, problems in Lakerland again, of course, because, you know, we got a star lineup. We got LeBron James. We got AD. Great dynamic duo. Feel we could take us the distance. But our center, Boogie Cousins, ended up hurting his knee, his ACL. So, you know, we need a big man right now. Bell McGee is not going to cut it. And the number one option I want to speak about is Dwight Howard. Okay, so Dwight Howard played for us back in 2012, and I guess him and Kobe weren't seeing eye to eye, so he ended up leaving, went to Houston Rockets. His career kind of downfall, you know, a downward spiral from there, but, you know, he should skate, but I feel he's a great big man. Went to the NBA Finals with the Orlando Magic. And I feel we should be able to pick him. The other option would be, I think, would be Carmelo Anthony, because he'd be able to space the floor a lot better, you know. But, you know, Anthony Davis doesn't want to play center position because, you know, he don't like banging in the paint. Dwight Howard is built for that because he has a wide frame, you know, big man. It's like the mini version of Shaq. So, but, you know, they have other options with Joakim Noah and Kenneth Faried, but I think Dwight Howard would be the best option for this situation. I think they should, you know, Memphis Grizzlies, he signed with Memphis right now, but they gave him permission to speak with the Lakers. So Lakers are interested in him. And a lot of people don't like the fact that, you know, he wants to come back after what he did. A lot of Lakers fans. I'm a big Laker fan. I've been a Laker fan all my life. So, you know, I think they should give him a chance, you know. Just forgive and forget, because we need him at the center position if we're going to – yeah, we got a big lineup. You know, we're going big. We're trying to be the bullies in the right now. And if without him, we got JaVale McGee, which – he's an all right center, but Dwight Howard is the man for the position. You know, I didn't really too much care for him before, but when you run options, you know, you got to go down the list. And out of the free agents that we potentially pick up, I think he is the better option. So, you know, Kobe called him soft back in 2012, and I guess that's why one of the reasons why he wanted to leave. But I guess he came out on an interview stating that, you know, he understands where Kobe Bryant's coming from and everything. And, you know, it's just a whole mess. And we need him. And I want the Lakers, because we've been out of the playoffs for the last 5 years or so. And I really want the Lakers to have a good season this year and potentially win the chip. I think we deserve it. And, if anybody wants to call in and give me their opinion on that, you know, tune in. That's the T. Or you can email me, tell me, bring you on the show next time I do it. But he just needs to just know what he wants this time. If we allow him to come back, don't bail on us. Just hope he don't try to bail on us, you know, late in the season. If things don't go his way, you know, that's the only problem I have with him. But for me, I think he's a good center. He's an all-star center. He could potentially be Hall of Fame if he steps up his game. He didn't play too many games. I think he played like 8 or 9 games last year. But the year before, he still averaged 16 points, 14 rebounds or so. So his numbers are good. So we could use him definitely. Just that, you know, it's left to be seen. I mean, Carmelo Anthony could space the floor a lot better. We got scoring if he comes. But for some reason, he's being blackballed in the NBA right now. I think the New Jersey Nets gave him a chance to work out with the team or whatever. But he would be an excellent pickup for us. You know, so. But this Boogie Cousins injury, it's killing us because he was supposed to come. He was healthy. He just came off Achilles injury. And practicing with the team and tore his ACL. So big blow for us, you know. And we've been struggling like 4 or 5 years. So this was supposed to be our year. As soon as we're just like 2 months before the season starts, his ACL is going to be out for the whole season, more than likely. When he does come back, he still has to get into his position and everything. So it's going to be hard for him to adjust. So we need somebody at center that could be able to fill the spot. The other option, Joakim Noah, he's good, but I haven't seen him play too many games here in a while. I don't even know how he's still in the league. His last games were in Chicago back in 2010. And after that, I haven't seen too much of him. And Kenneth Faried is a good rebounder, but, you know, Dwight Howard could play, you know, he could defend the rim. He could post up. He can play the pick and roll. He could drive to the basket. Only thing is, his flaw is his free throws, you know. So you got to take your pick of the litter in that aspect. So, but other than that, I really feel we have a good team and we could be progressive and we could make it to the NBA Finals and we could win it. Because picking up Anthony Davis and LeBron James should be able to make everybody better, and he's going to be playing the point guard position this year. So, you know, that Kyle Kuzma is good, but he don't belong at the center position. He's too small, I think. He has the height, and he can score, but, you know, I like Dwight Howard at center. It just blows my mind that, you know, he left on those type of terms just only to – want to return, you know, but sometimes you have to, you know, leave something alone and then maybe come back to it, and that's the way he looks at it, and hopefully the Lakers look at it like that and allow him to come back to the team. So, but moving on, Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather is in he's in deep thought about coming back to fight Manny Pacquiao again, because the first time Manny Pacquiao said his shoulder he had an injured shoulder. That's why he lost the fight. But for the right money, Mayweather is going to come back, and that would be an excellent fight. That's going to be a money fight right there. It's going to be big money, big audience, pay-per-view. You know, last time I paid for the Manny Pacquiao fight, it was $100 a pop. So, you know, they're going to make big money on this if he was willing to come back. And I think he'll whoop them this time, too. Again, whooped him last time. We're going to see. But shout out Floyd Mayweather. You know, that's my dog. You the man. Good businessman. Good boxer. Kudos to you. And I hope you let the fight happen, because I know you're in retirement. Just come out of retirement one more time and just show the world. You know, so. But, yeah, anyway, moving on, you got my boy Snoop Dogg, man. He's a clown, man. They had a party at 56's house, a Tycoon Cool party or whatever, and they had the security guard. It was a prank, though. I thought it was real, but I was watching, I watched the video. This guy dressed up in a police uniform, and he's sitting there smoking a joint or whatever, and he passes the joint to the police officer. Police officer kind of hesitated at first and then grabs the cigar, starts smoking, and is like, fuck the police and fuck this job. Tears off his shirt, you know. So they're a bunch of pranksters, man. They really are, man. Snoop Dogg is one of those people that will be forever cool, man. I don't care what nobody says. But, yeah. So that's the tea for me. I just did a little, you 10-minute segment or whatever, because nobody looks like they're going to call in today. So That's the tea for me. Y'all have a good day.